This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. Government officials talk a lot about ways to improve Vermont's economy, but both politically and financially, there are limits to what the public sector can do. Now, for the second year in a row, a group of motorcycle-riding investors and entrepreneurs has set out across the state to pitch in. Hillary Niles has our story.
There's a new tradition in Vermont. The first week of August, a roving band of venture capitalists and entrepreneurs sets out on a motorcycle tour of the most promising business hubs in the state. They stop twice a day to get pitched by budding businesses looking for money, advice, connections. The riders, about 45 this year, are looking to invest, to help out, and to have fun, and stay out of the rain. Event organizer Karen Cross describes the road pitch, as it's called, as a form of economic development the private sector is uniquely positioned for.
And I personally believe that one of the problems with public sector economic development is we tend to think of hierarchies. How do we have a one-stop shop where everybody goes and they know exactly where to go to get all the right resources? And the reality is, you don't. In part because in a good entrepreneurial economy, new resources are popping up all the time.
Cross says Road Pitch is effective because it simply gets new and experienced entrepreneurs talking. Aside from the loud engines, helmets, and leather or Gore-Tex gear, this is hardly a new concept. It's networking. Bob Block, an entrepreneur, investor, and business professor, says it's what drives economies everywhere.
Economic development doesn't come from the government. It comes from people sort of kicking around ideas and sharing ideas and running and supporting each other. And in communities that are more successful, it just happens more.
And this year's road pitch brought riders to some areas that could use more of it. The first day covered Essex and Bennington counties, followed by Brattleboro and Rutland, then Randolph and Lowell. It wrapped up with stops in Morrisville and Grand Isle. Down in Bennington, local organizer Brian McKenna says the Young Professionals chapter there has been striving to get the kind of attention that rolled into town.
It absolutely presents opportunity. So it can be an investment opportunity, it could be experiential, it can be expertise. We have so much that we can learn from everybody else in the state.
Karen Cross says his goal in encouraging a, quote, startup ecosystem is just that. To create opportunities for people with resources to interact with people who need them.
If you connect those resources together over time, things will happen.
But the long gestation period inherent in this approach, the riskiness of startups and the disruptive potential of entrepreneurialism, these can be hard sells for politicians and public officials with multiple constituencies to answer to, with taxpayer dollars to be accountable for, with results to show for the next election. Cross says he thinks government approaches economic development with, quote, blunt instruments when it looks only to tax incentives and streamlining regulation.
If business was as easy as money and regulation, there'd be a lot more millionaires. You know, it's not just money and regulation. It is creativity. It's leadership. It's product design. It's finance. It's so many things.
Many businesses pitching road pitch riders last week did ask for money, but all of them wanted advice about the rest of those things that go into business. And they got it through informal question and answer sessions after each pitch. There was a bit of bluster among some riders when they talked amongst themselves over meals or drinks in the evening, but the pitch atmosphere stayed wholly positive, more casual and helpful, less formal or critical than traditional pitch sessions. The goal was just to make good ideas better. Dana Wilkinson, founder of a clothing line called The Dirty Old Biker, says it's a supportiveness he finds pervasive in Vermont.
Everybody seems down to earth. Everybody's confident enough in what they're doing, so they're not selfish. They're willing to show you what they've got going on.
Cross says he doesn't think Vermont's startup ecosystem has reached full steam yet. But over time, and with the ripple effect from events like Road Pitch, he says it will get there. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.